Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner?
Okay. Here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want? Treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
This is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.
On Wednesday, December 4th, check out DJ J-Lo's, aka Jamie Ormiston's, art for Beyond Books, The Hidden Talents of the Library Staff. Stop by the glass cases on the first floor between the circulation and reference desk.
On Thursday, December 5th, join Lead at Oneonta for a short ceremony to celebrate those who have achieved a lead level this semester and to celebrate those students graduating this semester with a lead level earned at any time. 4 p.m. located at Hunt Union.
On Friday, December 6th, Catskills Choral Society is pleased to present the festive Baroque happening at 7:30 p.m. at the church, located at 66 Chestnut Street. Live performances with an orchestra featuring 70 members of the Catskill Choral Society. For ticket details, visit catskillchoralsociety.org.
Also happening Thursday, December 5th at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the International Lounge at Hunt Union, stop by for a Craft Your Cap event dedicated to the fall class of 2024 graduating seniors. Food, drinks, and supplies will be provided.
This has been your WONY... Oh,
here we are!
This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Jesus, for they are to lie. Sun so hot, the clouds so low, the eagles fill the sky.
Remember things being that bad. And here come a man with a paper and pen. was alone. I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, did I suddenly see you? Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told.
Great. Hello, everyone. It's Andrew, and you're listening to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. So, of course, what you just heard was Got to Get You in My Life by the Beatles from the album Revolver. I heard a lot of people really, really like Revolver, almost on the level of, like, the popularity of Abbey Road. Listen, I like Revolver, but I don't know. I mean, it was a major shift from, like, what they were doing previously, I think, up with, like, Beatles for Sale, maybe? Or I'm not too sure what album they released before Revolver, because what was unique about how the Beatles released music back then was, like, in the U.S., they would even, like, as you know, it was Rubber Soul. Yeah, before they released Revolver, Revolver, I think they released Rubber Soul. But anyways, back what I was saying was the Beatles, like I think of how they released, like, stuff from the Beatles in the US was different of what they did in the UK, which was interesting. And I remember learning about that, like, I don't know, like 2 or 3 years ago. I was doing my own research about it, but yeah, this is a little fact I wanted to just like to throw upon there. But yeah, I mean, I'm back from break, so, you know, Thanksgiving and stuff, and oh my gosh, so much stuff about Wicked. Oh my gosh, I loved that amazing movie. But I'm being honest, I like the Broadway soundtrack better, more because of, like, nostalgia, you know. But you know, the performances from both Ariana Grande and, oh my gosh, and I even forgot the name who played Elphaba. Hold on, give me 1 second, folks. Cynthia Erivo. Oh my gosh, amazing performances. Oh, my throat is a little bit dry, but what I was about to say was that, oh my gosh. Hold on, folks. My voice is very dry, so I'm gonna go recover it, but, oh my gosh. But before I do that, I'm gonna play a song from an album that I got in the mail recently. It's called, Underwater Cigarette Company by Rick Ray Band from the, And yeah, I got in the mail recently. Shout out to Rick Raban, and shout out to who? I'm just trying to remember. Sorry. And to who was it? Oh yeah. And Neurosis Records. Thank you so much for sending me over your album. And there's one song that I really loved on this album called Oblivion Awaits. And yeah, I'm going to be playing that soon, but my voice is getting better. So I'm just going to ramble about Wicked for a little bit, then I'll play Oblivion Awaits. But yeah, I mean, I've heard like it's sold like, I mean, I heard the box office for like sold like so high. Like, I think even above Phantom of the Opera when it was in theaters in 2004. So, you know, again, everyone was saving space for Defying Gravity. So, but no, I mean, I loved it. And I'm so obsessed with No One Mourns the Wicked, The Wizard and I. Oh my gosh. I've been listening to those songs back to back from the original soundtrack, and I love them. You know, like people like Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel, oh my gosh, they slayed in like that first production of Wicked. I love them so much. They were awesome. But anyways, I'm going to play Oblivion Awaits by the Rick Ray Band for the album Underwater Cigarette Company. Again, thank you so much for sending over your album. I appreciate it. And yeah, here it is. Enjoy.
gets no rest, 'cause she's playing all night, and the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night. Well, the kids don't eat, and the dog can't sleep. There's no escape from the music in the whole damn street, 'cause she's playing all night.
All right, and my throat is starting to feel better, folks. So don't worry. Sorry, I have kind of a lisp as well, if you can't tell. But anyways, of course, we had Don't Let Me Wait Too Long by George Harrison from the album Living in the Material World. And then before that, we had Squeezebox by The Who. And before that, we had Story in Your Eyes by The Moody Blues. I have not played that band since my third or fourth season. Listen, the only good Moody Blues song, in my opinion, are Nights of White Satin, Story in Your Eyes, obviously. The thing is, it's like, I don't know, it's like, they emerged out of the 60s with bands like The Kinks, for example. Like, I feel like they should have had much, much, much more better reputation. Because I guess they stood out in the 80s, but in the 70s was like their worst. I would say it was their worst time, but like, no one really like would say like, oh, the band from the 70s? Of course, I've listened to Moody Blues. No. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they were a one-hit wonder band. No offense to any fans on the Moody Blues, but like, I don't know. I wish people would just give them credit where credit's due with their music. But you know, they're cool. And oh my gosh, my friend Greenlee is listening to my show. Shout out to Greenlee. Love you. Oh my gosh. Love the fan support. Thank you so much. Love you all. What was I about to say? Oh my gosh. And Greenlee just made me like distracted. Folks, what's going on? I want to comment about Living in the Material World real quick, because I think that got a Grammy nomination for its deluxe edition, whatever type of thing. Yeah, there's a Grammy category for deluxe edition things, which I think is kind of weird in my opinion, but hey, you know, it's whatever. I mean, let people do what they want. They even have like Grammy categories for like gospel music. So possibilities are endless, people. Anyways, we got a song from Seal. I'm pretty sure this is I'm not gonna make fun of One Hit Wonders anymore, but we got a song from Seal called Kiss from a Rose. You probably heard this before one point in your life, but if not, here it is. Here's Kiss from a Rose by Seal. Enjoy.
My eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. Baby, to me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alert, and the light that you shine can't be seen.
so much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen.
From the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming.
precious I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Was 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, throwing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Great, and hope you are reeling in the years here. So, of course, that was Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan from the album Can't Get a Thrill. That's the only and first time I've played that song on air, because I remember I discovered that song from Despicable Me. Like, I don't know, I think it's Despicable Me 2, and I don't know. It just kind of stuck in my head. It might have been Despicable Me 1, I don't know, but one of the other, I mean, it ruined the song. It ruined the song for me, but I don't care. I mean, I feel like a lot of people know it, so which is not a bad thing necessarily. I will be hosting my Radiothon episode on Tuesday with my friend DJ Mandy and my friend Andy. They're awesome. We're gonna do that from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday during Radiothon. So tune in for that. And even after that, I want to, you know, discuss about next semester, because, you know, so for next semester, I'm planning to have each episode have an actual theme with it, and, like, I've prepared everything. Everything's all prepared, because I remember my second semester, no, sorry, not semester, but might have been my third season or second season, but I tried having, like, the themes, but it never stuck with me. Only, like, special occasions I would have a theme, but regardless of that, you know, looking into the future and stuff, I mean, it's pretty clear, especially for my show and for Radiothon coming up. And actually, speaking about seeing, we have a song by the band Television coming up called See No Evil. I did mention about playing this song before this semester, so I'm playing that because I love it. They're a very underrated post-punk group. Not on the lines, nowhere near the lines of Joy Division at all, or the Psychedelic Furs, which my dad loves, so shout out to Steve, my dad. He's a big fan of that group, and I will be playing them next semester, so please tune in for that, Dad. But I don't know, they're just unique. I would just classify them as that, especially with See No Evil. I love this song so much. It's a cult classic. So anyways, here's See No Evil by Television, and then after that, I'm pretty sure we got a Legal ID and PSA break coming up, and yeah, enjoy. We'll be right back.
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
Hi. This is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why?
Why?
Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.
On Wednesday, December 4th, check out DJ J-Lo's, aka Jamie Ormiston's, art for Beyond Books, The Hidden Talents of the Library Staff. Stop by the glass cases on the first floor between the circulation and reference desk.
On Thursday, December 5th, join Lita Onianta for a short ceremony to celebrate those who have achieved a LEED level this semester and to celebrate those students graduating this semester with a LEED level earned at any time. 4 p.m. located at Hunt Union.
On Friday, December 6th, Catskills Choral Society is pleased to present the festive Baroque happening at 7:30 p.m. at the church, located at 66 Chestnut Street. Live performances with an orchestra featuring 70 members of the Catskill Choral Society. For ticket details, visit catskillchoralsociety.org.
Also happening Thursday, December 5th at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the International Lounge at Hunt Union. Stop by for a Craft Your Cap event dedicated to the fall class of